Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today to speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Monday's show. And good morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I do want to do a PSA for a second because people will create fake profiles and just start asking people for money. They've done it acting as me. They've done it acting as like real life famous people like country stars. And there's a new Dierks one going around. Amy, read. One of our listeners got this message from Dierks Bentley, except it's not Dierks.
But she follows this Dierks Bentley on Instagram.
Thinking it was really
thinking
Dierks.
Thinking it's really Dierks. So then he sends her a private message saying, "Thank you so much for liking my music and being a fan of me and all your support. May God bless you and your family. Are you single? Do you have a big heart? An honest heart? If yes, here's my private cell phone." And there's a number listed. "Send me a text message and I will get back to you. Please don't give out my number to anyone. It's personal and it's just for you, obviously. Kisses and love you."
Wow. Not Dierks. Again, just as a public service, one, no country artist, except for maybe John Party, is going to ask for money.
Yeah.
Hey, John. Hey,
got you,
buddy. Two, there needs to be the blue check mark. If it's not somebody with the blue check mark,
yeah,
it's not them.
And I went to it, it was like Dierks underscore Bentley
84 with
and
Bentley with two Y's.
A lot of grammatical errors in the message.
So just know that there's a lot of faking.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the blue check mark, and nobody's asking for money.
Correct.
Except John Party. Got him again. Just kidding. We got to ask John Party about his arm shaving, though.
Yeah.
Like, for
yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I think he shaves his arms. By the way, we like that dude. But he'll get some money from you.
Got him.
Got him three times. All right. I'm a little loopy. I was out late last night partying.
Partied it up.
Sunday night party.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Did you see the guy jump in the window of the other car? Is that out of control?
Oh, amazing.
Out of control. Crazy, right?
Well, the person was having like a seizure.
Yeah. So, Randy Tompkins was his name. He risked his life to save a driver who was having a seizure. He saw the other driver's car was veering and pulled his truck over. He then ran over to the car, jumped through the passenger window as it was going. He was able to get the car to stop so police driving behind could come and help.
Wow.
But, like, no, the car's moving. Like, he could have...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
That's a hero.
For sure. For sure. Randy Tompkins, you risked your life to save this person and maybe other people. Because then there's no telling about that car, who to hit. And because the person was having a seizure. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. How about that for your Monday? Put that in your Monday and smoke it.
Yeah.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Lotto News. The winning Powerball ticket was sold in Southern California. The ticket is worth $447.8 million. The winner has a year to come forward. In other news, officials are reminding music festival goers to stay hydrated. 24 people were hospitalized at Bonnaroo, 3 people at CMA Fest. Dehydration was the number one reason people had to seek medical treatment. And finally, in sports, congrats to the Pittsburgh Penguins. They won the Stanley Cup in hockey. They beat the Nashville Predators 4-2.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
All right, do you wish you were a morning person? Was the headline of this article I was reading? I'm not a morning person. Like, I will never be wired to be a morning person. I do a radio show in the morning, and I wake up a few hours before the show starts. And even when the show starts, I'm still not quite there yet. It's like halfway through the show. But I'm not a morning person.
Tammy, are you a morning person?
Not really. No.
Really? You're so pleasant.
Oh, what? No. And years ago when I first took this job, my parents were like, are you sure? Because, I mean, they're the ones that wow. know well that I'm not a morning person. But I guess I'm morning overnight. Like, I'm not a night owl. Like, I don't want to stay up.
I would sleep until noon, 1 p.m. every day if I could.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to do
dude.
That.
Yeah. Wait, do we have anybody that's a morning? Lunchbox, are you a morning person?
No. I'm awesome all day, but I'd rather stay up late at night and sleep all morning.
We have 4 people here, and none of us are morning people?
That's correct.
My point is, if they put us on in the afternoon, we'd be a killer show.
Could you imagine?
Dude,
I don't even
that.
Know.
You know what I would do, though? I'd sleep all day until the show started.
So
and, then I'd sleep.
It'd be the same
thing. Yeah, it'd be the same thing. And then I'd wake up and be like, oh, I got to wake up at 2 p.m. Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Dude, my 3-year-old son, he wakes up smiling and laughing every day. And I'm like, how do you do this?
Ray, are you a morning person?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
What do you like about the morning?
I love just getting up early when it's dark and nobody else is awake.
You do?
Yeah.
Man, that's weird. I like waking up and it being sunshiny and light outside, and I feel like half the day's already gone.
Yes.
That's the bad half of the day.
Oh, I don't like that feeling.
Oh, I love
Does
it.
Does that make me a morning person? I do not I like that.
Well, there's a becoming a morning person by doing these 12 things, and it tells you things to do to become a morning person.
Uh-huh. I'll pass.
I read the first one. I was like, too early. Well, yeah, I don't want to read this.
Bobby Bones.
Time for your Monday morning positivity. Tell me something good starts now. Yep.
Tell me something good.
All right, so there's a family in North Dakota. They had a fire. They lost everything. So the community comes out to support them. And one neighborhood kid was like, hey, I'm going to do my own thing. Just let me do what I can do to support. So he starts to make root beer floats. And he starts to sell them from root beer float stand.
Yeah.
He starts to make tons of money.
That's awesome.
People give $100, $100, $100, $100.
Okay.
And he was able to give it back to them. And so once the stand got out, then everybody just started going and giving him money.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's
cool.
making root beer floats for everybody. That's a funny idea. Matter of fact, I kind of want a root beer float now. Just from talking about... I haven't had a root beer float in forever.
Oh, so
forever.
Good.
I used to go to A&W.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody know what A&W, the root beer?
Yeah,
A&W. It used to be like Sonic.
Yes, it was like a restaurant with burgers.
And you would drive up like Sonic.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was back in the days. Back, you know, black and white TV, John Wayne.
Oh, Mayberry.
Yeah, like the early 90s. Yeah. Amy?
Okay, so some of you might know Coco the gorilla, known for sign language skills.
Yeah.
Coco.
Is Coco still alive?
Yeah, Coco's still around. Coco is a foster mom. So Coco has never had baby gorillas of her own, but she fosters kittens.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's so good at it that now shelters send her kittens to take care of and nurture them until they're ready to be out on their own.
How about Coco the gorilla? I haven't thought about Coco in a long time.
Yeah, and she can like take care. Like,
you guys know Coco?
I remember Coco.
Who's
yeah.
Coco?
The gorilla.
Coco's one that could do sign language for the first time. Like a talk back by doing sign language.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 20 years ago, but still, it's a thing.
Yeah, Coco's old.
Coco's old.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't get the gorillas mixed up because there's Coco, there's
Harambe
that got shot in the zoo.
Oh.
Rest
yeah.
in peace, Harambe.
And Marcel.
Marcel's the monkey in Friends. And then Marcel went to a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme. It was a Yeah. Yeah, Lunchbox.
My boy Eminem surprised a graduating class from Flint, Michigan. He made a little video message for him, and he gave them all Beats headphones because of the water crisis. And he was like, you guys are resilient. Look what you overcame, and you can do anything you want in this world.
Now go buy my music and listen to it on these Beats. Nah, that was nice of him. He definitely didn't have to do that. That's cool. Tell me something good. Man, look at that. Shout out to Coco. I haven't thought about Coco in a long time. Or A&W. Man, it's like throwback Monday. Something good.
Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
You saw Logan, huh?
The movie? Movie.
Yeah. You liked it?
Okay. My husband rented it. And to be fair, I was like, I'm not really going to watch this. I'll just kind of be in the room doing other things.
Because it's X-Men.
Yeah, where he like has claws that come out of his wrist.
Well, he's Wolverine, Amy.
Oh, I never saw Wolverine.
Oh.
But this is
he's
where...
like Superman. Yeah, he's that cape and he flies. Okay. Yeah, that's what Superman does.
Yeah. And anyway, there's like baby Wolverine too. She's in it.
He has a kid, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yes. So I was just not feeling it at all. And as I'm doing other things, I'm slowly but surely getting intrigued. And next thing you know, I put my computer down. I'm totally watching it. And I'm cuddled up next to him. And I'm into it. And I'm like, dang, next thing you know, it's over. And I'm like, that was a good movie.
You like Logan, huh?
It was good.
I know how it ends.
Not for kids, though.
Yeah, I hear it's
even
like
though there's a kid, Wolverine, not for kids. I kind of thought, oh, yeah, family movie. Nope.
I've heard Hugh Jackman say he's never doing another Wolverine movie ever again.
all my husband kept saying the entire movie. Every time he'd come on screen, he's like, God, that dude's so ripped. And he's like 50 years old.
He's so ripped. And so Hugh Jackman can sing. I was watching this video online on Facebook. It was like actors that you didn't know could sing so well. It was really an amazing video because some of these actors, like Jeremy Renner, for example, the guy from Hurt Locker and he's the Archer guy.
Yeah.
He's a Bourne or something.
And he was Bourne.
He sings like an angel. You know who else sings like an angel?
Who?
The doctor from House.
Really?
Oh, I didn't
really?
Know that.
Oh, yeah. The I wish I could find his video. Because things, I don't even know. Like, it's on Facebook. I don't know.
Wow.
But there was like 6 minutes of actors you didn't know could sing crushing it. And I watched all the video. And my attention span on Facebook is about 71 seconds.
Ooh, and that got you for more than
for
that?
For the whole thing. Because I was just like, he can sing? He can sing? He can sing? Yeah, when the guy from House was like ripping off Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Is
I knew he
could sing. Fantastic singer.
He sings in the movie Sing. He's one of the characters.
Okay, that's how I knew that.
And he's also he does big band shows. Like, he does that and performs. But yeah, I should try to find that. But then I got to go looking on Facebook, and that gets me in a bad mood.
So
it wasn't even the show Facebook page. Like, I have my own personal one that I have under a fake name, but I don't even use it. I just watch people.
Do you follow? Are we friends on that?
Yeah, but you don't have it either. Yours is under a fake name, too.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Fake accounts but are real.
Yeah, well, I don't post anything.
Yeah.
I just basically look at my sister's kids and see people from high school, and that's it.
Same here.
Nothing else. But anyway, my whole point was, your point was Logan was good. Yeah, there we go. All right, Logan was good.
Two thumbs up. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. All right, welcome back. It's a week. It's a calm down week. Last week was crazy. All those awards, all those things.
Stop, breathe.
But we're back. Lunchbox has got the bonehead over there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Santa Monica, California. A teenager is facing up to 3 months in jail after vandalizing a state rock. It was in a state park and wanted to do a big promposal.
Mm.
Spray painted
prom. The words prom with a question mark on a huge rock. Now, if I was a kid, I wouldn't think that'd be a bad thing. As an adult, I would know you can't go spray painting rocks. But I would think the rain would just wash it away.
Yeah.
But that's apparently a sacred rock.
Yeah,
I would go. Go to sacredrock.com and look it up.
Yeah.
See if that's on the list. It's like the Hollywood sign. That's what it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
But it says prom in huge letters. Did she say yes?
I does not have that if it was a yes or a no, but up to 3 months in jail, so.
Oh.
What?
He won't go to jail.
3 months.
He'll do some community service. He'll have to go scrub the rocks.
Yeah, and other rocks.
And probably other rocks. Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Are you ever one of those people, you have to pull out of a parking garage, and you mess up, and there's a line behind you, but you also can't back up because there's a line behind you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're at the little machine, you can't
happens.
Get... Happens. Oh. So, this happened to Eddie, sort of. What happened?
It was a total Amy moment.
Oh, wow.
I got...
Okay,
shots
got it.
Fired! Shots
wow.
fired!
Wow, okay.
So, I got my parking ticket, and you know, when you don't want to pay for it, you get it validated. And so, I went to the lady at the desk, and I said, can I validate my ticket? She said, here's a sticker, or whatever. And I guess it was a sticker that you're supposed to put on your ticket over the barcode, slip the ticket in, and it'll validate your ticket, and the gate will open. Well, dumb me, Amy me, I just stick the sticker in there, the card reader, not the card, thinking that, the sticker's supposed to go in there. It jams up, the gate doesn't open, there are cars piling up behind me, just like waiting and waiting and waiting.
You just thought the sticker would go in?
Yes, so I start hitting the button like, come on, open, open.
I don't
open.
Think I would have done that, by the way, just to clarify.
So you totally would have, right?
Well, how'd you get out?
I had to hit the help button, and a guy comes out. He's like, yeah, man, what's the problem? And I said, dude, so I guess I got the validation sticker, and I put the sticker in there. He's like, you put the sticker in there?
Like the sticky sticker? Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And
don't even say
he just
Amy.
Shook at my head, like, I guess people look at Amy.
Yeah.
You guys.
Just fired.
Wait, are y'all going to stand for this?
I'm laughing.
Oh. Amy, the first thing that I thought of when I did this was like, oh, my gosh, this is a total Amy moment. And so, the guy just shook his head and just had to open the machine up, and there were about 20 cars behind me, and he finally got the sticker out. He said, put that on the ticket, put it in the slot, and it opened up.
He thought less of you, didn't he?
Oh, my gosh. He looked at me like I was the biggest idiot.
He looked at you like...
I guess the way people look at Amy.
Ah!
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Here's a story. Women are more attracted to men with hot girlfriends.
Mm.
Please tell me why.
I don't know. I guess, is it because it's like, wow, she's really pretty. If he can be with her, then maybe he should be with me, and then I'm that pretty.
This is kind of a stinky situation.
Yeah.
Because I have a hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
But this is when I don't need girls.
Yeah.
So then if I lose her to get a girl, I no longer have a hot girlfriend, so then I can't get... This sounds like an app waiting to happen.
What's the app?
Rent a hot girlfriend.
Oh.
So you can get other hot girls.
Yeah, like she's not really your girlfriend, but she has to play that part for
right.
a month.
So that way you're not really in a relationship with a hot girlfriend and you don't lose anything. You just gain.
Yeah, this is annoying. This is like rich people getting free stuff. Like the richer you are,
totally.
The more free stuff you get.
Never understood that.
So true.
Like you got money to buy stuff, you should pay double for it, matter of fact.
The people that can't afford it should get the free stuff.
Yeah, women are more attracted to men with hot girlfriends. Hmm. According to the study, it's called partner choice copying.
Yes, okay.
It's a process which people use a person's partner as a clue to how valuable and attractive they really are.
Mm-hmm.
I would like for every female listening to me right now to go look at my Instagram and check out my girlfriend.
Because she's hot.
Yeah, and just think about partner choice copying, whatever that is. Look how, just look at her and think about how valuable I probably am.
You must be so valuable.
I'm so valuable. Wow. And then the minute she breaks up with me, nah, pass.
Yeah, you lose a lot of value.
You can't even get a girl. Pass. Dang. Nah, pass. No. Well, that's it. And let's stop giving rich people free stuff. We all getting that?
Yeah. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, lots of headlines. Let's see. Amy throws a dinner party that Eddie and Lunchbox didn't get invited to.
That's right.
That's on the agenda. Yeah. By the way, I didn't really get invited either. Like, it was a last-minute thing, and they didn't think I was coming. So, to be fair.
Man.
But I know they're upset. That's it. I went to the hockey game last night, and that was fun. I hated losing, but it was fun. I have the greatest humble brag story of all time coming up.
And I like just, that you already know this.
Oh, no. It's the greatest. And if I just played it cool and was just like, yeah, baby, you'd be like, dang, is he bragging? Like, I know. Like, it is. I have the greatest humble brag story ever coming up in a bit about last night at the game. I'll just tell you one part of it. I'm sitting there. I'd sat a few different places last night. And I was sitting there. I looked to my left. And who did I see? Not telling you right now.
Oh, come
but
on.
But it was somebody crazy.
To your left.
Yeah. Think about who sits to my left.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who's on your left.
So there's that. I didn't get into like 1 o'clock this morning. Because there... You just couldn't get out of the arena, and you just walked for a mile before you could get any kind of car or anything. So that happened. You know, the Radio Hall of Fame is happening right now, and this is the last week to vote. And you can vote at radiovote.com. And I really wasn't going to do a big push for me because I thought, you know what? Maybe I don't deserve to win. I'm up against Ryan Seacrest, too, so I'm probably not going to win. So I didn't want to come on and be like, vote for me, and then lose. That's kind of what it was, mostly. It's kind of like, I don't want to come on, say vote for me, then lose.
Yeah.
Well, now Ryan Seacrest has called in Selena Gomez, the Kardashians.
Yeah, what's that about?
He's getting like Kelly Ripa and saying, like, vote for me.
I mean, and it's going hard.
It just makes me so like competitive. And so it's basically our listeners versus celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start to think, our listeners can beat the celebrities. Because that's what it's like Space Jam. They're the Monstars. For those that have no idea what Space Jam is.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Space Jam?
No. We've talked about this.
Man. They're the all-star alien team that Michael Jordan comes in with the Bugs Bunny team to beat.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want to vote, listen, I'm not even saying I deserve it. I think it's now just do we want to beat the celebrities or not? If he calls Bieber, though, it's over. Like, let's just be honest. If Bieber tweets it, it's over. But you can go to radiovote.com and... You can vote, put in your email address. I don't think they send you a spam or anything. But
I haven't gotten any spam.
I haven't either, and I voted 72 times. Yeah. I'm just saying, I haven't voted.
I voted plenty, yeah.
We were playing a Raging Idiots show at CMA Fest, and I believe we played on Friday afternoon. And so Eddie's kids came out. Eddie has a junior, who's 3 years old, and he gives zero craps that you were on stage.
He passed out,
He went to sleep. Yeah, during the show.
Yeah.
It was hot. And we're
and
on
he was
stage
on
playing.
Stage working it.
There
rocking
are like
out.
10,000 people out there watching, and your 3-year-old just goes right to sleep.
It's just he's not interested. I mean, does that mean we were boring?
No, okay, y'all were good. Actually
good.
Not.
Okay,
I just was curious if like you thought, my kids think I'm a rock star, you know? Because it was like being side stage with your kids, like they don't care.
Yeah, you know what? 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon is kind of his nap time, so I'm gonna make that the excuse.
Did your 9-year-old think it was cool?
He thought it was awesome. And he said, like, Daddy, he dances and he jumps. He's like, that's so funny. So he started doing that all day when we got home.
Okay, at least one of your kids think you're cool.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
The old one.
And then you brought them out to the softball game.
Then they came out of the softball game. I'm trying to get them more involved because I think it's so cool for them to, What we do is so awesome, and for them to see it, I think it's going to be great memories, I hope.
At three, though, you don't remember stuff.
No, I know that. I talked to him about that like this weekend, that it's so weird that everything that happens today, he's not going to remember. Like, I can tell him something so important, he won't remember it.
I don't have a memory till five.
Yeah, me too.
I remember my fifth birthday, and the radio DJ sang my name on the radio. The man bought me. I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. I'm going to be on the radio. Like, that's probably what sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, that's one of my first memories as of that, my fifth birthday party.
Of your entire life.
Yeah, about five.
It's crazy.
And it shaped your career.
Maybe.
Your life. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, I barely remember that. I remember making a big declaration, like, career plan at five. Mr. Bobby Bones. Hey, so tomorrow, Jordan Davis, that guy who played the dance party a minute ago, he's going to be in. On Thursday, Shania? Right? Thursday? Thursday, Shania Twain?
Is it really? I don't know.
Don't ask us.
That's exciting.
I guess we have, hey, Morgan, is Thursday Shania Twain or is it Wednesday? Either way. What?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Okay, Thursday Shania Twain will be in studio. Okay. Listen, I don't know my...
You gotta go five people down.
Like you're asking us.
I ain't get to bed till 1 o'clock this morning. I don't know my head from my butt today.
I hope you do.
Amy partied hard with her raspy voice. You guys missed the party.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
we missed it. That's all
from the big party we missed?
Man, looked awesome.
I don't think it is.
Oh, did you have another party?
No, I don't.
Dang, is that two parties in 1 week?
Wow.
Brittany in Ohio's on. Hey, Brittany.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Really good. What's going on?
So I was just calling to ask Lunchbox if he got a chance to talk to the Property Brothers on Saturday about the construction next door to his house and it affecting his nap time.
I did talk to one of the Property Brothers, Drew. He was on our team, and we became friends, and he told me, yeah, I heard you've been creeping through the bushes watching us. I was like, yeah, but I didn't complain about the noise to him directly because I thought that would be awkward, and I didn't want to cause any friction on our team.
He wimped out, basically. I was there, Brittany. He completely wimped out.
Sounds like it, but you know what? It's probably the more mature thing to do, so good job, Lunchbox.
No, it wasn't mature. He wimped out. Like, I was right there with him when he talked to him. And he was like, oh, Property Brother, you're neat. He'll get on the air and say it in front of millions of people, but he won't say it to his face.
True.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you, Brittany.
I appreciate you.
Nice. Lunchbox, you did. Admit it. Come on. Admit it in your heart that you froze.
I never said I was going to confront him. I was excited just to meet him.
That part's true. I believe him.
Oh, yeah. He was so excited. He was like, yes, I like you. You make no noise.
I mean, now we're Twitter friends and everything. I mean, it's so cool.
Who talks like that?
I mean,
it's so cool.
So cool.
So cool. Yeah, I didn't know the difference. I had to post on Instagram, which one is this? The Thai one?
Yeah,
or
so which one was he?
It was the Thai one.
We had the Thai one.
We had the Thai one. And the other one apparently was hurt.
Oh,
so he didn't play.
But yeah, I've been like messaging with that dude, the Thai one. I don't know his name.
What's his name?
He was Drew.
Drew.
I thought he was a tool belt
so
guy.
So did I, because he had a hat on.
Yeah.
I was like,
said you thought he was a tool.
Tool belt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's actually pretty nice.
He was really nice.
Not that athletic. I thought he'd be a little more athletic, but not that athletic.
Well, now that I know he's the suit guy, that makes sense.
Oh, because the other one had been ribbing
him? Yeah, totally.
Boom. I didn't think about that. They're tall dudes, though. They're probably 6'3".
Yeah, they're pretty tall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And they're, like, again, I don't watch the show. Do they live here?
No, I believe they live in L.A.
They're here all the time. They're doing building a house next to Lunchbox's house. They were at... Maybe it just got, didn't they try to do a country music duo or something too?
They try to sing. They have some songs.
I remember playing some clips like last year or something. Don't you remember that?
If I feel like the Property Brothers tried a musical thing,
I feel like I want to hear this.
Hold on, it's out there somewhere.
I do feel like it's a thing. They were nice. They were actually really nice. And so yeah. I mean, I don't watch the show, so I didn't geek out.
There you go. What? They have a song called Hold On.
Really?
It's called the Scott Brothers.
Oh, so they're not even called the Property Brothers.
No,
the so their
Scott
last name's
brothers.
Not Property.
No, it's Scott.
Okay.
I think as per contract, even in a baseball uniform, because we played a celebrity softball game and they were on our team, one of them was, you should wear the tie inside the uniform. Like if you're going to commit to it, commit to your look.
Yeah.
Because nobody could tell the difference. They knew on Instagram. So I was like, which one is it? And they got into a fight. Yeah.
Your Instagram people did?
Yeah. Between that and... If there's any artist that I'm ever with and I don't play on the radio, people just start slamming me like, you're not even giving them a chance. Like, it was a whole thing. Like, I like Jesse James Decker. I haven't played her music on our show. There's a lot of people who haven't played her music on her show. And her fans were lighting me up because she was on her team. Like, you support women. You don't support her. You support every woman but her. And I'm like, wait, no, I don't. I don't even play my girlfriend.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and also Jesse James Decker, I like her. She's a really good singer. I don't even think she's on a record label right now. Like, or have a, whatever. That, those people online, they're all really tough. Did you ever notice that?
Yes.
Oh, really tough. All right, here's what's going on this week. Tonight, Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Amy, what's the series at right now?
I have no idea. Sorry, hockey just ended-ish. Yeah. So I had no idea.
No, not ish. It's over.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah. So, Game 5. We're at Game 5. That's where we are in the
who's
series.
Who's playing? Yeah, go ahead.
LeBron.
LeBron.
Is he?
What team?
Cavs.
Mm-hmm. And they're playing the?
Wizards.
The Wizards. That's correct. There you go. Season premiere of So You Think You Can Dance and American Ninja Warrior tonight.
Okay, you should really tell people the real. Is that right?
You nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Good to go.
Yeah.
The Wizards.
Who is it, really?
It's the Warriors.
I knew it was a W.
Oh, did you?
That's
I don't think
Steph
you knew
Curry.
Anything.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Is it Golden State?
Yeah, there you go. Tomorrow, Jordan Davis stops by the show. That's the dude that's got the song, Singles You Up, that we play here sometimes. Here's that clip. Also tomorrow, President Donald Trump turns 71.
Wow. I'm going to be the first one calling you baby.
If he ain't holding you tight. Wednesday, Jesse Alexander, the songwriter for I Drive Your Truck, and Miley Cyrus, the Climb, big songwriter, stops by the Bobbycast. And it's Flag Day Wednesday. On Thursday, I have to go back to the dentist to get a whole tooth replaced. Yes.
Wow.
That's on the agenda.
Yeah, because that's
so
all
jealous.
I think about on Thursday. I got to go back to the dentist. And then on Friday, Cars 3 comes out and the Tupac movie, All Eyes on Me.
Oh my goodness, I cannot wait for both of those.
And Nickelback releases another album.
What?
Oh,
their ninth studio album.
Is that true?
Wow, Friday's a big day.
You think I make that up?
Yes.
No. Over to Amy. Bobby
Boneshell. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 seconds skinny.
Dang, you know how I had a woodpecker problem?
You had a woodpecker problem, yes.
I did, but I didn't go about it the way Trace Adkins did. He had an annoying woodpecker. He woke up from his sleep this weekend, got out of bed, didn't have any clothes on, but he put on his boots, walked outside, shotgun. I don't expect anything less from Trace Adkins, I guess, though.
I would be worried that if it was a shotgun.
Yeah.
That it's going to come out and hit your, like, the shell.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like hot things happen around guns. Yeah, I don't want to be naked around a gun.
For whatever reason, I'm sure that's not Trace's first time being naked with a gun.
Why would you think that's not his first time?
Like, I don't.
Like, just to pause. I know you just said those words, but why would you think that's not his first time being naked with a gun? What do you think Trace Adkins does in free time?
Listen, I just picture if he hears a noise, I just picture him getting out of bed a lot and being like.
Just butt naked.
With his gun.
Yeah. Not even whitey tighties. Just butt naked. Because for sure Trace Adkins wears whitey tighties, right?
For sure.
Like, we're all universally that. For sure Trace Adkins wears whitey tighties.
Wait, is that a debate? Is that, like, for if you were to pick, like, name three stars?
Oh, Al Dean, whitey tighties for sure. Trace Adkins, whitey tighties for sure.
Okay.
Who else would we say whitey tighties for sure?
Whitey tighties.
Of all the artists.
Let's see.
Why? Because Urban probably wears some kind of, like, Euro, like, colored thing. Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like Luke Bryan would be a whitey tighty.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Maybe a boxer brief, though. Really?
I don't know.
Because he's a little bit progressive.
I think so.
Just enough. Like, I think Dirks is a straight boxer guy.
Straight up.
Yeah, Lunchbox?
Toby Keith?
I'm not sure he wears anything.
Wait, you need one more whitey tighty guy.
Like, Toby, I can't even commit to whitey tighties.
To anything.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure. I'm not.
Sam Hunt?
Oh, he's boxer brief.
I mean,
straight up. Probably with patterns on it.
Yeah, like he probably has some kind of paint. He has someone paint his underwear on him. Do we have anybody else for assigning to this category?
That tidy whitey category?
Maybe like, oh, I know.
Who?
Ronnie Dunn.
Just all the time. older.
Yeah.
Just the older dude.
For sure. Yeah. Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn for sure. Whitey Tidy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Amy, what else?
Okay. Tom Cruise's Mummy didn't do good at the box office. Only brought in $30 million, but it was $125 million to make. Wonder Woman held the top spot for the second week in a row. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Thank you very much. By the way, if you're in Fort Wayne listening right now, Fort Wayne, Indiana, I will be there in a couple weeks. Or if you're in Jackson, Mississippi, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Bringing my stand-up comedy show out there. You can hear more Whitey Tidy talk. That's a real winner, huh? Yeah.
Come on, get your Bobby Bones on. Spread a little love in the world today.
Hey, it's Amy from The Bobby Bones Show, and I'm now also hosting the Love What Matters podcast. The Love What Matters podcast exists to bring you real people, real stories, and real heart. We curate feel-good stories that celebrate the beauty in all of us. The power in one act of kindness really is awesome. So join the Love What Matters podcast to help us spread the love. To listen, search for Love What Matters on iHeartRadio now.
Okay, so we played a charity softball game, and it was fun. It was for City of Hope, and it's for a great cause. I'm going to tell you, too, there was a point in the game where I'm pretty desensitized because it's a lot of news. You talk about news all the time. It becomes just another news story. But there's this girl, and she goes out, and she got a bone marrow transplant. And they were showing this video because City of Hope works with cancer patients and diabetes patients. They try to find cures, and so she's out there watching the video, and it's telling the story about how she had two bone marrow, and it didn't work, and the third one caught. So I'm caught up in this emotionally. And then they go, and now for the first time ever, she's meeting her donor. She'd never met her donor.
Wow.
And so he walks out, and he's in the military, and he's in full. And I'm telling you, I was like, ooh. And I'm standing next to Lauren Elena. And Lauren Elena, if you just go, hey, Lauren, do you see that kitty? She'll start crying anyway. She's in full weep mode. And, I mean, it was just so moving.
Wow.
It was Eddie, did that affect you at all?
Big time. And just the thought of the guy that, the military guy, not only does he sacrifice his whole life to serve for our country,
yes.
He donates to her. And, like, it's just.
It was her life. Right. Yeah.
And no, it was just out of nowhere. Nobody expected him to show up.
Right.
We're all, like, being moved and watching her talk about how her life has changed. And we're like, man. And then all of a sudden, here he is. And then they start crying, and everybody starts crying, and Lauren's crying. And I'm like, and I had some onions.
Did you cry?
I was chopping onions right on the from the line.
You needed an onion.
Yeah,
sandwich.
So it was just like, yeah. You need to have a little onion before
sometimes
the show.
That's good to eat before a game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was a really emotional moment. It was cool. And Reba sang the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start playing, and about, I don't know, 8 minutes into it, Billy Ray Cyrus pulls a hamstring or something.
Yeah, I felt bad about that.
I don't know. All I see is a bunch of hair waving around, and all of a sudden he's like, I'm hurt. So Billy Ray goes down. And so we never saw him again.
No, he bailed.
He just disappeared?
He joked that he said he pulled his last muscle he ever had in his body left.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He made a great play, too, before he got hurt.
And people were like, he's a good actor. Like, was he? I think he was really hurt, though.
Oh, you think he was acting? Some people thought he was?
Oh. He went down pretty hard. And at Billy Ray's age, you don't really go down that hard and get up pretty nice.
Yeah, but I don't feel like when I saw him at the CMT Awards, I was thinking, he's not looking like he's aged in a while.
You mean, well, because
like
he grew a lot of hair and wears a hat
and
sunglasses.
It's like covered well, so he just has looked the same for many years.
I like that guy, though.
Yeah.
Billy Ray's nice, huh?
He's a good dude. Yeah.
Lauren Elena is a really good ball player. Like, extremely good ball player.
Yeah.
And you forget that because you don't ever see her play ball. And so she was on our team. And we played together twice now. And I remember thinking that about her, like, wow, deceivingly athletic. Because she's got a gun on her. And so she played third for us and was really good. The Property Brothers, one of them was on our team, the tie one.
Mm-hmm.
The one that wears the tie. And so, and the other one was hurt. So he just watched. But really nice guys.
Did the other one wear his tool belt?
Mm-mm. No. That's why it was hard to tell them apart.
Yeah, no, nobody knew. I took a picture on my Instagram. You go look at it. Bobby Bones on Instagram, and ask the listeners, hey, which one is this? So I can know, like, hey, are you the Thai one? You know, so, but he's really nice. And then we play with the Chrisleys, and I like the Chrisleys. They're nuts, but I like them. I like Todd. And so they have like a little boy, like an 11-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to play in the game. Okay. He played in the game. And so I caught his ball and he got out. And
you caught
hey,
the
he hit it right
ball?
To Bobby. To be fair, he hit it right to Bobby's glove.
And he hit it right to me. Pretty good. It's almost, there's a whole video. Mm-hmm. And then there was like a fight.
So is there like a thing, like you should have dropped it accidentally?
A lot of people said that.
Yeah.
Oh, people were upset, like, oh, I can't believe you got a kid out. But what Bobby did is he sent a message to America that if you want to play in the game, then we're going to treat you like an adult and you're going to get out. We can't just let you win because that's like giving you a participation ribbon. And I was so proud of Bobby because it was in the air going right at him. I was like, please catch it. Please catch him. And he caught it. And then he spiked the ball. I was like, don't bring that weak stuff in here, little kid.
Yeah, I did that.
And
I did that
it.
Too. I did that too. Yeah.
That was great, Bobby.
I spiked it and then threw my glove at the 11-year-old.
You did.
And then Todd tackled me, and then the kid jumped on top of me, and then there's the whole Instagram video.
Cool.
You can see it all up there. But it was fun. It was for a great cause. I think all of us got out pretty injury-free, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Considering we're getting up there.
Well, I bunted the first time because I know I was hurting myself.
You bunted.
Yeah. I'm not too good to bunt. I got to. We won the game.
Oh,
yeah. Ray showed some his athletic ability.
Yep.
Used to be an athlete back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
We all used to be athletes, by the way. We're not anymore. We all used to be athletes. Hey, tell me if this is my problem.
Okay.
Because I read this story. Hot people have trouble making relationships last.
Yes. That has been the issue.
Has it been?
Who knew?
I read in the news.
Yeah, dude, that's your problem.
So tell us more, because, I mean, now I think we have it figured out.
Wow.
Hot people have what?
Trouble making relationships last.
Okay.
Wow, I always wondered.
Dang, dude, that's totally you.
Hot people.
It's literally the opposite. By this logic, every relationship should have lasted forever with me. Here. According to a study, really hot people have a hard time keeping romantic relationships.
Well, the girls you date are really hot.
Oh.
Could
that's
it
a good
be
point
on
too.
Their end?
They so, could be the hot people.
Yeah.
And you're just the recipient.
Yes.
Dang.
Sorry.
You guys cut,
a,
huh?
Hey.
You got okay.
Yeah. Wait.
You
guys trying cut. To make sense of the study.
That's a compliment.
You know what? Mine was a joke about me. I know I'm not hot, okay? Yeah, it's a joke. You know, I'm a nerd. I get it. Okay. You guys want to bring your little knives and little scalpels?
Okay.
Observation.
Attractive people mostly think that people like them for their looks. Hot people also have more options. So it's different for them because they have to stay focused.
Focus on their options.
Difficult to stay focused.
Oh, I got you.
They have a lot
they're
of
distracted
options.
By the options. Okay, yeah. I get it.
Your thoughts on that, Amy?
It makes sense. You do have more options.
How do you know?
I'm just assuming.
What?
No,
yeah.
Amy's no,
like,
not
yeah, we have a lot of options.
No. I wasn't speaking for me. No, I don't think I'm in that category. But, I mean, it does make sense.
I posted this thing on Instagram about Friends, the TV show Friends. You guys see how I posted?
Yes, and it's crazy.
So, Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram name, and Friends makes $1 billion a year, a little bit, give or take, still in syndication. And so they make $1 billion, and each of the six primary cast members, they each make $20 million a year.
Oh. For nothing.
At that rate. Not for nothing, because they actually did all the work.
But
it's like
working,
if you invested in something and you're not working there anymore, it still makes money. You still make money.
Okay.
And so they make $20 million a year, every year, that it makes that $1 billion.
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
They can make a little more, a little less, just depending. But everyone on that show, all six of them, are still making $20 million a year from Friends.
Man.
That was a good call for them.
That's a good business move.
You know, the five of them were only offered the big contracts, and they were going to cut Joey from the show. And they were like, we don't want to pay Joey the big bucks because we don't think his role is pivotal to the show. And the other five said, no, we're leaving. And that's when they all got together and did the, we'll get together, and if one of us stays, all of us stay.
That's so impressive.
Love it.
I'd do that for y'all.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll remember that.
Why did my voice get higher?
I don't know.
That's a line voice.
You might have been doubting it.
Shoot. Yes, I would.
You'd do it for most of us?
Would y'all do it?
For most of us, not all of us.
He was like, I'd do it for all of you.
Okay.
You're not a very good liar.
I
don't think I've ever heard you go to that tone ever. That might be the first lie you've ever told on this show. She's like, yeah. You know, for everyone on this show, I would absolutely, wait, you're my own, come here. Wait, what?
Now we know that's your thing. When you go high-pitched, you're lying.
That's her tell. Oh,
well,
no.
Well, I would do it for Bobby and Lunchbox, for sure.
Wow! Hello,
Eddie. I got for sure. That's like the Eddie. You're strong, man, right there with us.
Eddie. Wow, you're strong. Man. Almost made
strong
it.
Strong right there with you,
Eddie. I know. Yeah.
Oh no!
Wow.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Now I present to you the greatest humble brag story of all time. I will act like that it's just another normal day, and I'll just tell you guys a story.
Okay, be cash.
Be
cash.
I'm being so casual about it. Yeah. Which, by the way, it really stunk that the Predators lost last night. Nashville's hockey team, and so a lot of sad, droopy faces last night walking out of there. And for a little loopy today, it's because it's. You know, I didn't get home till 1 a.m. basically. So went to the game. And I got there, and I went and sat in my suite.
You're sweet?
Must be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I went and sat in the suite tickets. And so went up there, and we're hanging out, and I ran into Dan from Dan and Shay. I don't know how not to. Talked for a bit. He just casual chit-chat, you know? He's a big Pens fan. He's pumped last night. Which, by the way, he was pumping his fist big time in the middle of a crowd whenever they scored that goal to win the game the Penguins did. Like, I was like, that's bravery.
Yeah, but he grew up a fan, so.
Listen, I wasn't rooting for the same team, but I respect the fact that he was a hardcore fan.
Okay.
So I was talking to Dan, and I walked over and walked into another suite, and I was over there, and just Dustin Lynch and I were talking for like 20 minutes. I'm talking red hot with. And he's like me, he didn't know much about hockey. It didn't until. We started really following the Preds. When you're from the South, you don't know a lot about hockey. You don't have it around you. And so, Dustin Lynch and I are talking for a bit. We're talking about him playing the CMA Fest, the big stage for the first time. He's hanging. Just dudes hanging out, talking about life, you know. And so, Ryan Hurd came over, new artist. Found love in a bar in a t-shirt. I was like, man, aren't you cold? He was like, nah. I was like, no, really, it's freezing here. He goes, yeah, I made a mistake. I probably should have wore a sweater. I was like, yeah, it was cold. Who knew it was cold in that place? Except for the ice on the ground, you know? So, and then I'm over there, and I look over, and Carrie's like, hey, Bobby.
Whoa.
So I give Carrie a hug, and we're talking for a little bit, but she's nervous. Like she's like, I'm going to vomit.
Oh, wow.
Because she was so, I mean, her husband's out there playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stood there and talked for a bit, but she was so nervous, she just went back and watched the TV. And just like, was staring at it. And everybody was like, even like her close friends were giving her, that's like her husband place, you know, focused and just in. And so Carrie and I talked for a while. And then I was over there talking to Paisley for a second.
Get a little mud on the tie.
And so Paisley had to be over here to play the main stage at 11 p.m. And it was 9:30 and we're all still watching the game together.
Wow.
And he's like, I got to get over to the stage, but I don't want to go because the game's still on. So right now I'm just hanging and talking about life. You know how it goes. You know how two people just talk about life,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there's Brad. So I wanted to go see some other friends. So I walk out of that room, walk over to the next room over there. And I'll run into Luke Cohen. And you wrecked my whole. So we talk for a bit. Luke's sitting at a bar, like in a suite. I grab me some food, a little beverage from the suite, just some water. So Luke comes and then I sit up talking, just chit-chatting it up. And I see this big dude walk up, and he's like, hey, Bobby, what up? And it was Chase Wright.
Ready, set, let's roll.
And so we're just...
All these people?
We're just catching up, you know? Chase Wright's like, just catching up. And I was like, dude, don't dump a beer on my head, you know? Every time you're going to dump on a beer with a guy wearing a romper. Don't dump a beer on my head. I'm wearing a romper. Chase is nice. So I couldn't see because there were just people everywhere. I mean, all these sweet, you know, me just being normal with all these normal people, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm down. And I get down and I get on a knee and I'm watching because it's middle of the third period. And I hear this person, this woman next to me to my left. And she's talking. And I look over. Oh, it's Shania. What?
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Sitting right beside me. So, I mean, just another normal night, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Told her goodbye and just went home. Just another normal night in Nashville.
Hey, just a night.
It's like a typical Sunday.
Oh dude. My goodness. I can't even name all the people you just named.
That was all like, you know.
You're right. That really needs a soundtrack.
Yeah, you have to have a soundtrack for that story.
That was awesome.
Everyone except for Dan, and he's a legitimate Pittsburgh native, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But It was, yeah, pretty fun. It was a good story. And I was like, how do I tell this story tomorrow? That sounds like a total D-bag.
That, you did it.
Just the way you did it,
you have to say, I'm going to be a total D-bag and tell this story. Like, just so everybody knows, I know that I'm not this cool, but... And I guess, and I sent Ray clips. So like, put the clips in this order. So when I, but yeah, but everybody was there.
What a night!
Really, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see the catfish that Brad Paisley had?
Yes, it was huge.
Yeah, it was a big catfish.
He didn't put it in his underwear and walk in with it. So
okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Dirk was down at the ice because he texted me. He's like, I'm at CDLL or whatever. I don't know what that meant.
But lower level ice.
I think that's it.
Hmm. I don't know.
LL.
So I did not see Dirk's, but Luke played on top of a bar.
Yeah,
Luke Bryan did.
Pretty awesome.
It was downtown was insane. I hate they lost. I mean, really, it stinks. But
that's cool. You got
it was fun.
That you went. And you got to go and you went.
And I saw a couple people for the play some music. You know.
Yeah.
Just another normal
some
day.
Artists.
Yeah, yeah. Just ran into some old buds. You know what I mean? All right, there you go. If you go to somebody's house for a dinner, you should take something. That's what I've been told. And so I went over to Amy's because she had a dinner party on Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday.
I stopped and. I got pork rinds and fruit rush, which isn't even fruit punch. It was a fruit, it's a gallon jug.
Nice.
So I could get fruit punch, which wasn't as much, or get fruit rush for the same price. And it was like triple the amount.
Yeah.
And so I took pork rinds and fruit rush over to our house, and everybody judged me the whole night.
So rude.
And then some of the people who never had a pork, like who's never had a pork rind? I grew up in Arkansas. We ate pork rinds all the time.
Yeah.
They were like, let me try this. And they would go, they'd come to me secretly and be like, hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's a pork rind. They're delicious.
You want to know why it's not bad? Because it's amazing. Yeah. That's why. So they all made fun of me. It's fine. I got into Amy's fridge and I was looking around in there and it's like a garden. It's like literally growing a garden in her refrigerator. And it's like plants and beans and sprouts. And she had these cans of this energy. I didn't know it was energy, but these. I thought it was like.
No, I thought it was like sparkling water.
I thought it was sparkling water.
Oh, okay.
I'm just knocking them down.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And I drank two whole big things of them. And Amy goes.
He's opening a third, by the way.
I popped a third one. By the way, all rules are off. I'm at the house.
Yeah, you should make yourself at home.
It might as well be my house.
Yeah. Right?
Which is exactly fine. Totally fine.
Popped a third one. Started drinking it. Amy's like, you know that's equivalent, each one of those, to over a cup of coffee. And I'm like, oh, really?
Wow.
Like, did not know that. About 30 minutes, I'm like. So that was good.
And he's like, I thought it was just like sparkling, you know, carbonated water. I'm like, nope.
She made vegan queso.
How was that?
That sounds
like it's made out of cashew cheese.
She wouldn't have told us. It'd have been fantastic.
Really?
But she's like, I got a surprise. I don't want to tell you what. Okay, it's vegan. We're like, let us eat it first and then surprise us.
It was all gone. Y'all loved it.
Then she said, I got a surprise. I'm making special brownies.
Oh.
And we were all like,
man. You're like, yeah.
I was like, wait, what do you mean special brownies? Like, I never even tried marijuana before. and like, all of a sudden, Amy's going to be cooking for something.
Yeah.
I never tried marijuana. And so she's like, oh, they're special brownies. And I'm like, Amy, what are special about these? Because I don't know what she does at her dinner parties. I've never been invited over to her house. And so.
Stop. You've been invited. What do you mean you've never been invited over to my house?
So I have a special brownie. And I take a bite. She goes, yeah, because she wasn't going to tell us afterward. And she goes, they're made of black beans. And I was like, you ruined it again. Like
black bean brownie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. So then that happened.
So there's no like flour or anything. They're like vegan, gluten-free, all kinds of stuff, whatever, free, but they're brownies.
I did show up on time, though.
No, Bobby showed up early. Dinner started at 8. Okay. Well, arriving at 8. And guess who gets there at 7:30?
Yeah.
I haven't even, like... I'm in sweats and a t-shirt, and I'm like, Bobby's here at 7:30. I'm like, who is that talking out there? Yeah. Just that man voice.
Pork rinds and fruit rush.
You're so obnoxious.
What?
You're so obnoxious.
So Bobby was the first to arrive and the first to leave.
Listen, I'm on time.
No, that's not on time.
Yes, it was.
When you invite people over at a certain time, you're like cleaning the house, you're getting ready, you're getting stuff organized, you're getting dressed yourself.
Yeah.
And when a guest shows up 30 minutes early, first of all, you're banking on people getting there 8:15 anyways. You're like, dinner at 8. A lot of people are probably real casual about it. It really was last minute. It really wasn't a party. It was just kind of a dinner that turned into a party. And Bobby gets there at 7:30.
I was hanging out.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
I see you there with your fruit rush.
Pork rush. I shoved the door. I'm here.
And hello?
Listen, I believe in getting places early. If I'm invited at 8, the least I can do is get there on time. She didn't have food ready till almost 10 o'clock, by the way.
Oh, so she does the cook during the
terrible,
party.
Terrible idea.
Wait, what?
And as soon as I was done eating, I was out.
Wait, why are you saying it's terrible?
Us wait till 10?
I didn't.
Well, you said didn't get there really early.
Bobby, I didn't mean to make you, and this whole thing was very last minute. So yeah, there was lots of prep that had to go into it, and feeding, and then more. Now I feel bad. You just said it was terrible.
It was, to wait till 10 o'clock. You said the party started at 7:30, and so
no,
I got there.
No, I didn't. I said that wrong. And I saw on Snapchat you said you actually had fun, and that like made my day.
Then I did. It was fun.
You just said
it was a good party. I mean, it wasn't a party, but it was good. It was a good time. And we sat outside.
Yeah, it wasn't a party. And then I felt bad when Lunchbox...
I left when they busted the games out, though.
What games?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You left.
He left.
Because I was like, I'm full.
I was like, thanks for the food.
And I've been here for... And no, we had some good fellowship.
We did.
And I was good. And so I chunked the deuces and I went home. And so it was good.
We were all like, when you left, everyone was like, can y'all believe he came?
Everyone starts talking. You start getting places a little later, dude.
It's impressive.
I went to the Preds game.
No, I saw your Instagram. So annoying.
What happened?
I don't even think the team was there by the time you got to the game.
Yes, it was so early.
So empty.
I was like, of course he's at the Preds game early.
You can't do that.
I get everywhere early.
You can't help yourself, can you?
No, I have. It's not that I want to be there early. It's I refuse to be late anywhere.
It's like this new thing in your head where you're like, wonder how early I can get there.
No, it's not that. I just am never late.
If I was Lindsay, I'd be like, I will meet you there. Like, I know we're dating and we're supposed to ride together, but I'll meet you.
There's a picture on my Instagram, and it's of the arena. And I might be the only one in there.
Yeah.
Me and the people that are laying the ice down.
Yes.
I have something to share with you guys. I think it's kind of fun. I got an Amazon Prime, and I ordered a couple fanny packs. So I will start wearing a fanny pack.
Oh, my goodness.
Not wait, please.
I just feel...
What in the world? How,
you got multiple different outfit changes?
Yeah, I got two. Okay. Well, let me tell you. I got a standard leather brown one.
Ooh, nice.
And then I got an old school one that says Dare to keep kids off drugs. It's lime green.
Oh, love cool. It.
But I just think, like, I love the... I hate the guys can't carry purses. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
My back always hurts because my cell phone's in my front pocket. My wallet's back there. Like, if we could just carry purses, it's a rule.
I cannot wait.
Oh, boy.
So I've ordered two fanny packs. Get ready, boys.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have all my stuff in there. My Werther's original, my wallet, my keys.
Yes.
Like, I don't even know where my keys are half the time.
Your chapstick.
I don't have chapstick, but yeah.
You need to get
I'm going to find stuff just to put in there.
Exactly.
You bought a Jeep.
Yeah, yeah.
To like be manly, manly.
Yes.
You know, when you're rolling down the road in your Jeep and your fanny pack is hanging out the non-door, like there's no door and people are seeing your fanny pack, they're going to be like, oh, my goodness. Like
I said earlier, last time, that some people I admired the most wore fanny packs. Sting, the wrestler.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. But still, he wore a fanny pack. And I don't think there's anything... I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's going to be awesome when you just hop out of the Jeep real quick. You don't even have to grab anything because your fanny pack's already on.
My fanny's already full.
Yes. You just hop out and you're good to go. You just open it up, throw your keys in, bloop.
They could get here today. Ordered them this weekend.
Okay.
In public, you're going to wear these like... Yes. Everyday attire.
Well, no, why would I only wear it in private? We don't need it.
Oh, my
God. Just wears it around the house.
Yeah. So but then, again, I have the casual one and the dress one.
I love it.
So when I go out somewhere, I put on the leather one. I
cannot wait.
Do you wear it sideways or the pack in the front? Like, how do you pack backwards? Like, is there a
Sometimes
style?
You just let it go where it goes.
Let it hang wherever it
I
wants
just follow
to.
The fanny, you know?
Yeah.
I put the stuff in and just let it go.
Yes. Yeah.
So
sometimes you may flip it around and let it ride in the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I can't wait to see this.
I'm just saying.
This is amazing.
You're going to hate right now?
No, I'm not hating. I love it.
So I have a fanny pack. I did drive the Jeep around. And here's the thing about the Jeep. When it's hot outside, it's hot. Because I have a black Jeep. It's hot in that Jeep.
Oh, the seats too?
Sometimes if you don't want to put the top on, can you just hold an umbrella or something?
Man, I need to. Damn, it's hot in there. It's like sweating. When I played the softball game, I'm just sweating. Yeah, but when I was like driving around, people see me riding, they hating, They're trying to catch me riding GP.
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 And people were like doing the Jeep wave.
Do you feel like you have to wear
Hold on. Let me tell you the finish the story before you jump in. Hold on. Because I'm driving, right? I'm so stupid. Like, my mind is not at the place where we have to wave at people we're driving the same car yet.
Okay.
I've had a Jeep for a week. I'm not used to it. So what's happening is, right, like, I'm riding, they're hating, they're trying to catch me riding GP.
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 And all of a sudden, I see this arm fly out the window waving at me. I was like, who was that? And I'm like turning around trying to find out who it was. I'm like, I must have known who that. It was just somebody in a Jeep.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Yeah. Like, three times in a row, I was like, who was that? I've had the third one, I realized that's just what they do. So I'm not in yet.
You're not.
Every time I'm stunned at someone, like, who's that? I missed him. Who's that?
What do they want from me?
I work in the building with them? So it's a Jeep thing, I guess.
No, it is.
All I know is they riding, they hating, they trying to catch me riding GP.
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 Yeah, it was a good weekend with
every
the Jeep.
Time.
Yeah, every time.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I go over to Amy's house on Saturday night, and she has a dinner party. She's like, hey, come over. So I went over, and I was like, hey, man, I got to see your closet. Because I wanted to see what all the girls have been talking about.
All the rage.
Like, your wives have been in there, my girlfriend's been in there, and I was like, I got to see the closet. Gosh, she takes me into this closet. You know how you walk into a candy store?
Yeah.
And it's just so much that you don't even know what you want. It's like, do I want M&M's or do I want gumballs or do I want that sucker?
Oh,
or do
wow.
I want the Laffy Taffys or do I... It was like being in a candy store all the way around. It was like Times Square. It was amazing. I walked in. Guys, you could take your arms and reach a mile as far as you could and spin around in circles and it would just feel like...
What?
Yeah.
That's You're amazing. Such an exaggerator.
No. Every bit of hype you've heard about this closet doesn't match it.
Oh my
really?
Goodness.
You got to go. Amy should do tickets.
Now I want to see
you
it.
You got to go.
She wouldn't even... She was like, oh... And this was her rule. I walk in the closet. She had a rule for the closet. I know you had rules. I mean...
What's the rule?
I'm like, Amy, you got to put me in the closet. And she was like, no Instagrams. And I was
no Instagram rule.
And I was like, what?
No pictures, please.
So, like, I don't take pictures of my kids on Instagram. She doesn't take pictures of her closet.
No closet.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I need a thing that I don't take pictures of.
Yeah, you do.
Because everybody's got their thing. I put everything
well,
on Instagram.
You have that.
Yeah. I just didn't want Bobby to be Insta-storying his experience.
It was amazing. I would have shot a whole 9 Insta-story, Instamentary on the amazingness of Amy's closet.
Come
but guys,
on.
If you ever get invited over to Amy's house, which I know you weren't, sorry about that.
Yeah. Honestly, can we have real talk? I don't know why. I feel like Bobby's exaggerating a little bit. Obviously, there's not tickets. It's not crazy, but it doesn't. It isn't when they built the house or
don't
they
stutter.
Her
closet's as big as her kids' room.
Listen,
wow,
yeah,
really?
That's the part that's so weird. I didn't do it this way. This is the way the person that because it's a really old house, but it was renovated, and I don't know why they redid it that way. I mean, it's cool, but it's not. It's not proportioned to like the other things in the house. Like, I don't get it. It's weird. I'll admit it's odd.
You didn't get invited to the dinner party or the closet party.
Yeah, no. I really would like to have seen both of those things. It felt really awkward when I look online and there's a party and everybody's in the closet and.
Well, I know. Apparently, I'm the only one in the closet, according to a lot of our listeners.
No, I just saw the group of people. Man, I was like, man, they're all my friends, too, and I'm not there.
I know. It wasn't a party. It just kind of morphed into more people were coming, and it was a dinner, and we were going to go.
To be fair, it was kind of one of your friends from way out of town came into town. It was people who knew her, and you guys only know her.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that one person in the picture. I didn't. You're right.
So it was kind of about her. More than anything.
But you know what? Out of this whole thing, I did have the feeling of like, now I understand what Bobby means when he says like, wow, thanks for inviting me. You guys didn't invite me. Because we've been doing it for years.
To me.
To Bobby. I've invited Bobby for like many, many, many years. And he said no probably about 1,000 times. So I said, which isn't right. But now in my mind, I said, well, Bobby's not going to come anyway. So why invite him?
Right.
Now I know how you feel when you look on the socials and you see people having a party and you didn't get invited. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it.
Wow. You guys, I wasn't like having a party and not trying to invite y'all.
It was a good party, though.
You guys, was it?
Yeah.
You had pork rinds.
Because I don't ever go to parties. Like, I don't go to anything.
Yeah.
And I showed up and they were like, whoa, Bobby's here? It's like, party can now begin.
Y'all, it was so last minute. Like, we were legit at Kmart like an hour before, like, getting outdoor, like, mosquito repellent. Because we were like, we got to move this thing outside. Like,
it was so last minute. Amy went to a liquor store and was buying like margarita stuff, and she was asking if she could buy a table from the liquor store.
Because we didn't have an outdoor table.
She was like, do you have any table in here you can sell?
Do you have a table for sale? I'll buy it. Because we didn't have time to go anywhere else.
In a liquor store. Like,
and they said, what?
And
no?
They were like, no, but there's a Home Depot about 2 miles that way. And I was like, okay, I think I can do that. But on our way to Home Depot, what did we stumble upon? Kmart.
With a table.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
So now we want to do, we'll do it. We'll have you guys over. We want to kind of do summer dinner parties.
It'll be like a second string party.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit this one out. You second stringers can go. Like, I finally get to be a part of one thing.
Bobby.
And I'm snooty about it. I'm like, look at me.
When you texted saying that you were coming, and then even after you like legit came and then you left, like, I'm not joking. It was definitely even a topic of conversation 24 hours later. It's like, wow, Bobby really came.
What's
like,
that conversation then? Why is that a deal?
Because you don't ever go. Oh, like, yeah. You just don't
go.
It's
a big deal, dude.
You don't ever go.
Like, well, I almost didn't even, I didn't.
Okay, let me tell you why.
Okay, yes.
This is the conversation I had with Amy. I said, who's going to be there?
Okay.
Because, fairly or unfairly, whatever, I have to go, I go places and people are like, either A, they don't like me without knowing me. And so I have to go in going, oh, now I've got to be this, hey, I'm on the radio, look at me, I got to be a funny guy.
Yeah.
And if I'm not that guy, and because I'm very quiet off the air, people are like, oh, what a jerk.
Mm-hmm. But you're not a jerk.
No. I mean, it just depends who you ask. I mean,
yeah,
but
well,
still, if it's people I don't know, I just didn't feel like, I don't like going to be the guy that they think is showing up. They think the funny guy is going to be here.
I get that.
And so I just had to stay home with my dog. And so I was like, who's coming? And it was all people I was comfortable with. I'm not good at socialing. Like, I kill Twitter, but when it comes to human interaction, I'm just not good at it. And so I was really comfortable with everybody there, and so I went.
Yeah, well, my husband said he had a good time. He was like, that was really cool of Bobby to come. Like, that was...
I didn't know it was such a big deal that I would show up somewhere.
It would
you
be
got,
a big
right?
deal.
Lunchbox, Eddie, y'all totally. Feel me on
I mean,
this.
Yeah, I mean, he feels honored that you were there. I mean, you
Beyonce
showed your
showed
face
up.
At the party.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Well, you don't have to treat it like that.
No,
it's just
I didn't
like...
realize that. Dang. Here he is, Prince Charles of Nashvillian.
There he is.
It was even like we dissected your weekend. It was such a conversation that it was like, whoa, man, he like... He's going to the Preds game, or he went. And
well,
then...
I'm never in town because I'm usually on the road, but we had CMA Fest and the Raging Idiots played on Friday, and then Saturday we had the charity softball game. So I was in town.
Yeah, you were here.
There was nothing else.
I feel like you had a very
there
human weekend.
There was nothing
weekend.
Else to do, so he went to your party.
No, there's all.
I literally just caught on to that part.
There's a joke.
There's a little joke.
It's a joke. What do we do on this show? We tell jokes.
But he went. That's all that matters. He went and he had a good time.
I did have a good time.
And then how do we handle that? Yeah, I mean, stuff's going to be on social and people are like, Lunchbox has watch parties at his house all the time.
Never invites
us. I've never been invited. But then he goes online and rants on Twitter that he didn't get his invite. And then it's like, then I'm telling Bobby about it. And then I'm like, and I feel 12 years old. Because it's like, how do we... Do we just always have everybody at the house? Like,
no,
how
this is not participation trophy land. We don't live in that world.
I know. Because I did have enough enchiladas, though. I should have
You
just...
had enchiladas?
Yeah. She had it was a real-life fiesta.
Wow.
Like,
and I wanted to
without
get a
you there, it was weird.
That's not a real-life fiesta.
Yeah, without...
Me, Eddie, the Mexican.
I know.
Come on.
I know. All right, so Amy walks outside a second ago. And... Oh, you want me to tell the story or no?
No, we can't. It's just awkward.
So our station PD, program director here in Nashville, his name's Gator. And he goes, Gator, looking good.
Big meeting
Big
today.
Big meeting today.
Looking sharp.
And he goes, now I have a funeral.
Yeah, I saw the whole thing. It was pretty awkward.
Yeah, and I was in a hurry because we were getting back on the air, and I couldn't even stick around to like give him a hug or be like, "I'm so sorry." I didn't like really the interaction was, "Hey, Gator, what you got? Big meeting, looking sharp." And then like I'm still walking down the hall, like power walking back to the studio, and he's like, "Actually, got a funeral." I was like, awkward." I'm like, "Okay, rule number one now in my brain is just don't ever compliment someone that's looking awesome."
Oh no. No, that's a bad rule.
Yeah, that's a terrible rule.
In a suit.
Jennifer Lawrence was in a private plane and they almost crashed.
Yeah.
One engine went out, so we're like, we better land this thing. Then the other one went out.
Double engine failure.
And so they had to like glide it down. Yeah, it was an emergency landing.
And everyone's okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They were at 31,000 feet, which is really
high.
Yeah.
And poof, one went out. They're like, uh-oh, we got to land. Poof, the other one out. And so they had to glide it down. So they landed in Buffalo.
Mm. That is crazy.
No one's hurt. Like, ew, I would have crazy nightmares forever.
Yeah.
Because you might think for a while that you're about to die. I don't even want to know. Like, don't even tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I wonder if she did not. I mean, just probably.
Keep me out of it.
Okay.
Like, we're just going to take a little. I got to pee. So we're going to land in Buffalo real quick.
You would totally know something's up.
Oh, how crazy, huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, I saw that story. You know the Payne Stewart story?
Oh.
Mm.
So he died in a plane crash. He's a golfer. And from what I remember of this, they were up in a plane and they got above their altitude. They were supposed to be in it. Knocked them all out. Everyone.
Why'd they do that?
I don't think they knew. Instrumentation was wrong.
And they went up above altitude level. So everybody got knocked out, even the pilot.
Yeah.
And the plane just flew until it ran out and crashed.
Yeah, it was on autopilot, so it just went until it ran out of fuel.
Yep.
Like, really famous golfer. Isn't that crazy?
Is there any black box?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering if air traffic control at any point starts to try to contact them, or if the air traffic control, they knew where they were going to maybe crash. Because that's kind of scary. All of a sudden, a plane's just coming out of the sky.
Right.
Nobody trying to guide it to miss people or a house.
Yeah.
Where did it land?
I don't remember. We were kids.
Yeah, we were pretty young.
That is so terrible.
Well, you can go tell Gator you're sorry. You're cool. You have time now.
I will.
I do want to mention this real quick. Eddie and I are band The Raging Idiots. We're going to do a few shows. We are doing the class of 2017. And we're going out doing four shows in Louisville, St. Louis, Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago. And we're taking out three new artists. So we call it Class of 2017.
It's cool.
We're taking out Jackie Lee. Ooh, that might be true. And Bailey Bryan. Who cares what they say? And Aubrey Sellers. So Class of 2017, our shows. In August. But go over to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram if you want to see that. All their opening acts are way better than us.
Oh, yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah. We played out at CMA Fest this weekend. It was hot, man. We followed Lauren Elena, and she's way better than us.
Yeah, that was tough.
It was a tough one, yeah. Everybody we go after is always way better than us.
We're waiting for that one artist that's not so good.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet.
That's kind of our thing. We haven't found them yet. So, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to check that out.
Bobby Bones.
What do you have over there, Amy?
17 people were struck by geese droppings at Disneyland, and police and firefighters had to respond.
It was that bad? They had to call police and firefighters?
Yeah, about 9 p.m., police and firefighters responded to Disneyland after close to 20 people, about 17, were hit with fecal matter. I mean, a flock of geese, they just came over, and everybody was, pounded.
I guess the weird thing for me is that they all did number two at the same time.
Maybe it's a thing. You know, they travel and, maybe
it's like, all right, ready, one, two, poop.
Does the head geese send out a signal like it's time?
Right.
I mean,
that's really what I think. Like, all jokes aside,
apparently
birds
really
don't
disturbing.
All poop at the same time. I'm pooping my car all the time.
Yeah.
But it's like one or two sometimes. There were so many they had to call. Again, they had to call the cops and the firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the call? Number one. Yeah, a bird pooped on me.
Yeah.
Who do I call?
11 adults, 6 children. Disneyland provided private restrooms to get those affected clean. And they gave them clean clothes. No one was injured.
Boy, if you'd been injured, that'd have been tough.
Oh, man.
Man, what happened to your arm?
Goose got me.
Man, that seems like a lot. That seems like pretty dramatic. There's got to be something we don't know about this.
I read the entire story.
When a bird goes in your windshield, that's a little bird. A goose, it's got to be 10 times that size.
A flock of geese, went.
That's a big bird, dude.
Pelted people.
All right, what else
it could maybe even be shocking, hit you hard. If you're a fan of Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, stuff like that, just heads up, production's been suspended. There was misconduct. It's likely not going to happen.
I heard they were doing dirty stuff in the pool in Mexico.
Yeah, and everybody flew home.
Were like, show's canceled. You're doing dirty stuff in a... Listen, you don't take people that are known for doing dirty stuff on TV, put them in a pool, and then say, don't do dirty stuff on TV. And just expect nothing to happen. That would be like taking me into a candy store... And saying, don't eat any of it. Yeah. Just sit here and look at it.
And then be shocked when you ate all the candy.
You ate a Snickers? I like candy. What else?
Well, I don't know if any of y'all checked this out over the weekend, but Katy Perry live streamed her life.
I watched some of it. First of all, misleading.
Oh, okay.
Because
what?
They put her in a separate house, not a real house.
Oh, yeah.
And they did put cameras in, but it wasn't like her life. She just lived in this house for a weekend. Mm-hmm. But I did watch it. I love
did
that.
You see her yeah. one, like, number one boyfriend type?
Yeah,
stuff?
She said John Mayer was the best lover.
Yeah.
I mean, that you heard. I heard.
Wow.
She said Bobby John Mayer.
Bobby watched the whole thing.
She said John Mayer was the best lover. Hold on, I'm trying to go from memory here. Hold on. John Mayer was the best.
Bobby's Russell, like, I flipped through it.
Give me some names. I'll tell you what order she said, because I remember this.
For which one? For the guys?
Yeah, the guys.
Orlando Bloom?
Number two.
DJ Diplo?
Last.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was last. I didn't watch. And then she gave this half-hearted apology to Taylor, where she kind of put a little jab in there, too. Like, Taylor wins. Stop messing with Taylor. Katy Perry Tucker came out, and Taylor took the whole news cycle and went, I'll put all my stuff back online.
Yes, true.
Like, you want to stream it on iHeartRadio or Spotify or Pandora, it's all back. And that's the same weekend Katy Perry's record came out.
Wow.
Like, dang. Okay, go ahead and throw a shot at Taylor. Taylor takes the whole world and throws it back at you. But she was like, I just want to apologize to Taylor. She's a great songwriter. I was like, kind of a jab. Like, Taylor's a great performer, great artist.
Yeah, Taylor's awesome.
Taylor's just awesome. And whatever. I would watch it, though. Some of it. I even watched her dog getting groomed. I'm such a loser.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. They had a
Bobby, you acted like you just casually, randomly saw some
of it. I walked by a computer and it was on, so I watched it.
What'd she eat? What'd she eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
They had hired a celebrity dog groomer, which I'm amazed they have celebrity dog groomers. I would think they just have dog groomers in parts of the town where celebrity lived.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a celebrity dog groomer. But they bring her in and they're doing a YouTube, and they have like five cameras. I watched way too much of this thing. Moving on.
Well, finish the story.
I spent 12 minutes watching a dog get groomed. That's the end of the story.
Oh, okay.
The story's about as interesting as what I watched, but I couldn't stop.
And lastly, shout out to a Powerball winner in California. $447.8 million.
What's the take home on that? That's what I'm always interested in.
I guess.
I always like people who go, oh, it's up to $100 million? I'll get in now.
It's one of the top.
$7 million is not good enough for you?
Right. You had to wait for $100 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. The retailer that sold it, they get $1 million bonus.
That's pretty
why
awesome.
They sell.
Dang.
They don't get paid from anything unless people win.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's my pile.
That's Amy's pile. There you go. I was reading this story just now about this skydive instructor who misjudged his jump.
No.
Oh. Said he'd been on like 6,000 jumps.
Wow.
I mean, I went skydiving once. I hated it. Like, I don't chase adrenaline. I don't like. Ugh. Skydiving was not fun for me. And this poor guy, something just happened wrong. It's over 6,000 jumps.
Yeah.
But man, just to go up and be a skydive instructor, that's a different kind of person. To do it once and go, I love it so much, I want to do my career. That's probably like walking down the street for them. Mm. Just jumping out of an airplane.
Ain't no thing.
I got up in the plane. I think we were 12,000 feet because they had a watch on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, 12,000 feet. And I was like, man, we are so high. And we're in a tiny plane. We're like, all right, here we go. And I was the first one. And I was strapped. And I had a female instructor who wasn't as big as I was. So here I am. I'm the tall guy up front. And I've got a small female she's front to my butt. Right?
Yeah.
And so we're kind of walking toward the edge like this. And it's already weird because everybody else got somebody bigger than them on the back.
Is she like, quit resisting?
No, I'm telling you, I got to. They won't. So what they do is they don't let you grab the sides.
Yeah.
Because they know you won't let go.
Oh, right. No.
And they don't let you jump out on three. They're like, here we go, one, woo, and they jump because on three, people grab.
Oh.
Because I was going to grab.
Smart.
Of course.
And I was the first one up on the side and I drug my feet. I was scared to death. And after I landed, I was happy I was on the ground. But I have no interest
in
doing
it
again.
So you didn't do it for the adrenaline. You did it for other reasons.
I tell you why I did it. I've actually never said why I did it. But
I don't know
I'm thinking about writing it in my second book. I'm writing another book right now.
Okay.
So are you going to share with us right now?
No, I'm not. But I'm going to tell you.
Oh, come on.
All these years, you've never. First of all, he didn't. Lunchbox and I went like 3 weeks before him. Bobby, you want to go skydiving? No way.
I didn't want to go.
And like 3 weeks later, he went by himself, told nobody.
What? Why?
And then, because he had a reason why, and he has since never told us.
I made one of those deals where I was like, blah, 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 I'll go skydiving. Because I hated skydiving.
If blah, 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 I'll go
skydiving. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
I'll tell you. Get ready.
No, whoa.
Can you tell me?
Hold on.
And you can tell him.
Are you joking?
And I can say what?
No, you can't. But you have to pinky promise that you won't tell him.
I pinky promise.
I got I'm gonna write it in my book.
Eddie. I won't say anything.
What in the world? How is this even fair?
Oh! That's a good one, dude. I would do the same thing.
He
told me. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but what he told me is good. I mean, I would. I understand,
dude.
Okay.
I was cool. Out of my skull. I was like,
wow.
And then I was like, okay, blah 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 blah.
Wait.
I'm gonna skydive. What?
I'm not gonna say anything.
No. Don't even ask.
I won't. I just have.
Come whisper in my ear. Come back over.
Oh, that's so awesome.
No, it's not even. Well,
hold on, we gotta have it.
How do you feel, Amy?
Go ahead.
I feel like I guess we have to wait till this book comes out or something. It's always awesome.
That's crazy.
Okay,
dude, yeah. That's crazy.
I went skydiving, had no interest in it, and I'll never do it again.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, me neither. I'll never do it again.
I thought you liked it.
What? I thought it was fine. I'll never do it again.
What
it's
if
like,
it,
check?
It's like over somewhere cool though.
Nah,
really?
Good. No, that when you're up that wow. high and the cold air was coming through and I like couldn't breathe for a second, I was like, yeah, this is good.
I hate it when it sucked on your thing and it pulled on your goober.
Yeah, I don't have that. I didn't have that problem.
It hurt, man.
My mind's blown right now.
But why I just got it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Mr. Bobby
Bones. This is a nice story. So his name is Leroy Solis Jr. They said, hey, you can't walk the stage of graduation because the rules say you can't go in pants and jeans, right? Like, you can't wear jeans. There was a rule already stated. He had jeans on. So, like, 3 minutes, because he didn't know or forgot the rule. He's like, oh, I have to walk across the stage. So he goes up to some random person and was like, hey, will you switch pants with me?
Uh-huh.
And the guy did.
That's awesome.
The guy switched pants with him, and he got to walk across the stage.
That's super cool.
That's pretty cool, right? Here, I'll stop it. Go ahead.
Oh, because it's related. Did you hear about the cool teachers that gave two students, a principal and a teacher gave two students their dress shoes, so they could walk across the stage with dress shoes and not tennis shoes? They didn't have to, but it was just something nice they did.
Was it because the kids couldn't afford dress shoes?
Yeah. Like someone saw, like a parent saw the principal wearing like a really nice suit with sneakers and was like, why? Why does he have on these like white sneakers? It just doesn't seem like it's his style, goes with his outfit. And then the parent found out that the principal had given his dress shoes to one of the students walking across the stage.
Oh, wow.
So that they could walk across and like, you know, the picture looks good and.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty cool. Especially if they like really wanted to wear dress shoes.
And it wasn't like a public thing. Like he just kind of like, here, I'll take your sneakers. You take my shoes. We're good to go.
Radio Hall of Fame. It's like the biggest honor you can get. And I was like, wow, this is exciting. Like, me? Golly Willikers, right? And then it's like, you're up against Ryan Seacrest. And I was like, well, crap.
Okay, that was fun for me.
So, right. And that's what I thought, right? And so I didn't want to talk about it too much because I thought, I'm going to lose. I'm up against Ryan Seacrest. He's on Kelly and Ripa talking about it.
Kelly and Ryan, yeah.
Yeah. Same show. He's got Selena Gomez and the Kardashians tweeting about it.
Yeah.
But then, like, that competitive little monster in me comes out. It's like, what do I do? Do I go after it? Because if I have to come back on here and go, I lost, that's embarrassing. But what if I can take down Seacrest? Like, I've always been someone who's not afraid of the giant.
No.
But when I lose, I won't talk about it.
It'll be like you were never nominated.
Yes. And I think, I believe it ends at the end of this week, right? Do you guys know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a two-week thing, so yeah.
So you can go to radiovote.com. If you want to vote, I would like it if you vote. I honestly don't know if we can beat the Salima Gators, whatever they call her teammate. What do they call her?
Slime-inate, Selena.
Is that what they call them? I don't know.
The Gomez.
The Gominators.
Whatever. Well, if he gets Bieber, like I said, it's over.
The Beliebers?
Yeah, so like, do you think Ryan's like, hey, Selena?
Oh, for sure.
Can you post this for me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Shady. Wouldn't you? If I had access to Selena Gomez, I would post all this kind of stuff.
Hey, where are your boys at?
We're right here, y'all.
No,
we are
no.
Selena.
No, we're not.
You know who
not
my boys are? The listeners.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, that's really who my boys are. Because only one artist has even voluntarily come out.
Who?
Bailey Bryan.
Well, that's awesome.
That's nice of her.
Sweet of her.
And she went completely rogue. I didn't even ask her. Who cares? And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll put you on tour with us.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, and you know,
that's a good point, Eddie. I see what you're saying now.
Like, if you know,
where's your Selena?
You don't want to ask for it, though.
No,
you don't ask for it.
But Ryan, you said he probably asked Selena.
I don't know, but I know he probably. I don't know. Kris Jenner's like that's Kim Kardashian's
Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Lunchbox, yes, it's her mom.
Lunchbox went out to the streets and was talking to people, making them vote on their phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you help me help an angel get its wings and also help get Bobby Bones in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Okay.
I need to borrow your cell phone. Oh, you are the best. And I just need to text 49400.
Yeah, I love Bobby Bones.
And then text the number 10. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. One vote.
Okay. That's it. It's that easy.
That's a great idea.
One at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to radiovote.com to vote. But again, it's the biggest. I would compare it to the United States beating Russia back in the hockey. If I can take down Seacrest.
Is that the miracle? Or
I don't know. I was 81. Yeah. I don't know if I was even born when that happened. But what are some of the biggest upsets in history? Cavs coming back 3-1 down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yep. Cubs coming back. Yeah. 3-1 down. Yeah.
Miracle on ice.
Yep.
What else?
Me getting a girlfriend?
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
That's huge.
Anyway, there's that. We'll see who Seacrest gets to get him to tweet for him today.
Man.
Great.
Who's got the biggest country following?
Like Luke, the biggest. Brian?
Luke?
Yeah, Luke probably.
Thomas has a lot.
But like, I don't even know numbers wise who has the biggest.
Is over a million a lot? Because they do.
Yeah, and they're probably, but like Carrie probably has 10. I'm not even asking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She's having one.
Listen, y'all, the Care Bears?
She's probably not having a good day. Her husband lost a hockey game last night.
That's true.
So I wouldn't.
Let's give her some time.
Shoot.
I'm Friday. Not even going after anybody.
You want it to be organic. You want it to happen for you. You want people to want it for you.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to ask.
Nobody really cares. That's the thing.
Hmm.
Like, but it is crazy when people vote. Like, I'm like, dang, these listeners are awesome. Like, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
If it wasn't me.
Did Lunchbox hang posters up around the office?
Yes. Just to be...
Was that you?
Yeah. Lunch?
It is a good... It's a reminder. I mean, think we've got... That's like, 40 people in this building? So you got 40 more votes?
Yeah.
Or 1/1000th of Selena Gomez's tweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
All right, gotta go, but thank you for being part of Monday with us. Listen to the whole show back. Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Or you can subscribe over on iTunes, and we just appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. You know he's coming in tomorrow, and he's going to play. And I haven't heard him play yet. I just really like his song. Is Jordan Davis. He has the song Singles You Up.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid.
So I have some live music tomorrow.
I'm gonna be the first one calling you babe.
If you want to go over to Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see me get into a fight with the Chrisleys.
If he ain't treating you,
you can see some hockey pictures, all that. Thank you. We'll see you Tuesday. I hope your Monday's awesome. Thank you.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.